There's a change happening along Grand River Avenue in East Lansing. Buildings are being prepped for renovation, which means some businesses are relocating. I got to speak with one business that decided to add on a little something.
We were previously located at 201 and a half Grand River, and our building is undergoing development, so we needed to find a new home.
That's Amanda Harrell Sayburn, one of the two-person team that makes up East Arbor Architecture.
So East Arbor Architecture is not just a design studio, it's also an art gallery. And at our former location, the Plus Gallery was one half of about 300 square feet. That was the total of our design studio. Here at Michigan Energy Options, we have a design studio about the size of our previous one. The Plus Gallery is adjacent to us on the first level of the building, and it is about triple in size as to what it was at the previous location.
Dan Bowman, founder of East Arbor Architecture.
We're just north of, I'll say the Hopcat building, but the parking structure is actually a little bit closer to us.
However, while the gallery is attached to the architecture firm,
I don't know that we've actually landed any specific clients. It's actually an opportunity for us to show off work of artists to our clients. It's really more of a thank you to our clients than a search for new clients, although, of course, we would never turn away a new commission if that were to land on our new doorstep.
Though, as Amanda explains, one of the biggest benefits is to the artists themselves.
Our primary work is architecture. The gallery is supported by our architecture, and the proceeds of any sales are 100% to the artist. We do not collect any proceeds.
And it came out of Arts Night Out?
It did. So I have a bachelor's degree in art history along with my master's degree in architecture. And when I heard about Arts Night Out, it sounded like a great opportunity for us to open our design studio to the public and host an exhibition. It went so well that we decided to do another one and then another one. And then we decided to permanently name the space Plus Gallery.
For the exhibit that's opening Friday, it's something that combines dance and architecture. Is that one of the underlying search processes that you have, that it has architecture as part of the art as well?
It's not a rule that all the artists that we show have something to do with the built environment, but it is a bonus. We've had artists come to us because we are in architecture, and they know about the gallery, and they're doing something related to architecture. And that's the case with our current artist in exhibition. The artist actually contacted me almost half a year ago and said, hey, I'm working on the series. Would you be willing to host it in the gallery space? And it's really delightful that this is the first exhibition that we're showing here at our new location, because it is about architecture.
The photography exhibit is called In Place, Dancers Plus Architecture by Lansing-based artist Khalid Ibrahim. And for the opening, which coincides with the first day of the Great Lakes Folk Festival on Friday, there is another partnership that East Arbor Architecture developed.
I knew Red Cedar Spirits by their reputation, and they're our local distillery. So when we decided that we wanted to serve mocktails at the opening, I called Diane at Red Cedar Spirits and asked her if she was available to do this. And they were more than generous to put together a plan so that we could serve some really fantastic drinks at the opening. The three kinds are named after buildings. One is a skyscraper, one is a library, and one is the conservatory.
Based on name alone, do you have a preference?
Probably the conservatory.
The newly expanded Plus Gallery from East Arbor Architecture opens Friday, August 11th at 5 p.m. and is located in the Michigan Energy Options building behind East Lansing City Hall near the Grove Street parking garage. Visit WKAR.org for a link to their Facebook page, which has more information. For WKAR, I'm Jamie Paisley.